Well, thank you, Dr. Kim, for doing this interview with me. My first question for you is, what is your interest in neuroscience?
Is that like a broad question?
Yeah, kind of broad, why you got interested in this field of study.
Oh. Well, in actuality, I think I didn't start in this field. It's just that my research has kind of shifted towards that direction over the course of probably the last 3 or 4 years, actually. Okay. Prior to that, it wasn't really neuro-related. I think it's sparked my interest more and more as we try to figure out with respect to spinal cord injury. Which is the area of my interest, my area of research, we're more and more interested in what's happening within the spinal cord itself and some of the plasticity that's occurring within the spinal cord, and then some of our attempts at trying to identify who some of those neurons are within the spinal cord that are helping us achieve some progress in terms of locomotor ability, such as standing and stepping.
Okay,
so that's kind of, so neuroscience has kind of come to me, I guess, in the way of how my research has evolved. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question was, how did you start doing your research? So it had begin with the spinal cord.
Yeah, I started research as an undergraduate.
Okay.
And so my research has kind of stayed in that same area for almost 20 years now, I guess, if you look at it. It's basically started as an undergraduate. I got involved in a laboratory that does spinal cord injury research, and I didn't stay there as a grad student, but I where I left to do graduate work, it still revolved around spinal cord injury and using that model system to understand how molecules responsible for muscle plasticity were being regulated via neural activity, I guess,
okay,
so to speak. And so it's just, I guess it's just kind of evolved, and then I actually ended up going back to that same laboratory after I finished my graduate work. And so then going back to my old original lab that I started this whole work from, it's just kind of renewed my interest in doing additional work related to spinal cord injury.
Okay. And what tools do you use for this kind of research?
We use a lot of tools, such as we do confocal microscopy, we do immunofluorescence, we do a lot of behavioral studies in terms of trying to get our animals to stand and step. So there's a lot of devices that we use in form of robotic devices. So in some ways, we use a lot of robotic devices for stepping, and we're more and more leaning toward using these robotic devices also for standing and robotic platforms that we all control everything kind of through a computer integrated system via specific software. So we do a lot of that kinds of tools that we use. But yeah, so we do a lot of tissue sectioning. We do a lot of, you know, like I said, the immunofluorescence and then the confocal, and we do some stereology in terms of trying to quantify and map some of these neurons that we're trying to target.
All right. And my last question is, what do you find most interesting about the brain?
I'm interested in the brain. No. I don't really study the brain. the brain. Does it have to be the brain?
I guess we can say spinal cord, since that's what's your field of study.
Yeah, can we change it to spinal cord, since that's
sure.
Part of the nervous system? I mean, the brain's obviously very fascinating in many ways, but I think the spinal cord in itself is even more fascinating than the brain, is because if you remove input from the brain and eliminate all input coming from the brain to the spinal cord completely, we can still get the spinal cord to do some of the tasks that we always thought was coming directly from the brain only. So for us, it's fascinating because we know that there are molecules present within the spinal cord. We know that there are circuits within the spinal cord that can send out commands to their target tissues without necessarily having direct input from the brain.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
And so the plastic nature of the spinal cord, even in its mature state, to me is what's fascinating, is because it really goes against the dogma of what we've always believed in terms of plasticity within mature systems, and usually that it's not very plastic. And so here we can train the spinal cord to learn to do a specific task that we want it to do. Given enough input, given enough stimulation, and the right drug cocktail, so to speak, with pharmacology, and we can get these, we can get the desired outcome.
All right. Okay. Well, that was the end of my questions. Thank you so much.
That's it.